I wonder if you've ever had an moment where you've heard from God, maybe a epiphany, or when you thought, oh, now I know, now I understand. Maybe it was a theophany where you actually heard from God, a theophany. Or maybe it was just one of those moments where you're like, aha, now I get it. Now I understand. All these years I've been doing this one thing. Now I finally get it. Maybe it was a time when you first held your baby's hand and like it gripped the entire little finger. Maybe it was the time when you remember that actually God loved you and you decided to follow Jesus as well. Or maybe it was this morning when you woke up, you sniffed and you could actually smell and feel the air for a change in Florida, and it's like low, like 63 degrees, and like, yay, now I know why I moved to Florida. Aha. My name is Keith Arcombe. I'm your lead pastor here at Palm Harbor, and we have started this week in our series, Aha Moments. Moments when we get it. Moments like throughout the Bible when an epiphany occurs, a theophany, when somebody encounters God and then finally we understand for ourselves and we understand what's going on around us that this is the thing that I'm going to do. Maybe it's a moment that triggers in your head and it moves all the way the 11 inches down to your heart. Or maybe it's something that's in your heart and it moves to your head. And you understand for the first time, now I get it. Now I understand. For me personally, it was when I took a trip to Cuba, to Bayamo, Cuba. A long time ago, at my first church at Wellspring, I took a team down to Cuba to be with our pastor down there, our partner church, Pastor Adelmar. He and his wife had been faithfully serving this church, which was like basically in their backyard of where they lived. And getting to Cuba has a lot of boundaries and a lot of obstacles to get in there. First of all, you need a religious visa. You have to schedule a date with everybody to make sure everybody's happy that you're coming down. And then the government charges you for the things that you are taking down there with you to bless the people in Cuba. When you get to the airport, the only thing you're greeted with is a squeaky carousel that you can barely find your luggage on. You know, one of those old ones from the 1950s. Yeah, and then we got there, we get to the airport, and they look through all our luggage. They look at the Bibles, make sure there is no paraphernalia or things that would say anything bad about the government. And then finally, we get through the airport, through Santiago Airport, to be greeted by Pastor Adelmar and his wife, and the Bishop of Cuba is there. And they squash in the six of us into the back of this small 1950s American car. And we're meant to be comfortable in this car, no air conditioning. And then they stack our luggage on top in some awkward Tetris game that they put on top of the car. And we travel the 3 hours from Santiago to Bayamo, and we hit every pothole on the way. Oh, God. When we get to the church in Bayamo, they greeted us, so happy to see us. The pastor, his wife, and the children are so happy to see us. They hold this like almighty worship service, and the money that we've been sending down to support him, they built more enhancements in the backyard where the sanctuary was, where the church was, and people gathered there, and they were so excited to see us. You think I preached for a long time? We were there for 2 hours while we worshiped together. And the worship was rambunctious. They were so excited to have. They only had three instruments. They had a keyboard, a tambourine, which all the cymbals had almost been shaken off, and a cowbell. Dunk, 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 dunk. And this is what they worshiped with. And if that wasn't enough, on Wednesday, we gathered the whole city of Bayamo, it seemed, in the back of a 4-ton truck while we journeyed to Bayamo River for baptism day. 22 people decided to get baptized that day, whether it was reaffirmations, whether it was new ones, I don't know. It was just amazing. 5 hours before we got there, a local Bayamo Cuban was roasting a hog for us. And they let the Americans eat first. We got into the water, and I'm standing in the water with Pastor Delmar and others who were baptizing the people who decided to get baptized. And on the river, they're singing constantly with no instruments, singing constantly, receive the Lord, receive the Lord, receive and know the waters of God cleansing you. And they're all singing constantly over and over and over. And the worship team that are normally in the church, they're pretending they've got instruments. They tell me that they watch the Americans and watch the YouTube videos, and they pretend they have the same instruments as us. I was in the water baptizing people, and I had an epiphany. I had a theophany. I had a moment when God spoke to me. In fact, to all the people that were gathered there that day from in the team, I had an aha moment. I had a moment that said, I will always go on mission. Amen? I will always go on mission, because if it's going to be like this, this is the reason why I go. This is my aha moment. It's why at Palm Harbor, we have one of our key values here at Palm Harbor is that we are committed to missions. We have a commitment to mission. I'm going to put it on the screen here, and we're going to say this together. Yeah, let's say this together. Commitment to mission. We care for our community through mission and service, pushing through obstacles and boundaries to connect people to Jesus. Yeah, and there was definitely some obstacles getting to Cuba. There was definitely some boundaries. But we go through these things to have a trip that has good pictures, right? That just is a fun thing to do because I get to visit a bunch of places. What is the foundation for going on a mission trip? What is the foundation for going to Cuba and encouraging, providing fellowship and comfort for Pastor Adelma? What is the real reason that we do that? In the Bible, we have one of the key moments, one of the first missionaries that teaches us what it is, what's the foundation of us going on mission. If you've got a Bible with you today, open it to Genesis, first book in the Bible. Genesis, if you're on your phone there, just Google Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. We're going to display it on the screens as well. All the way up to this point in the Bible, God's been talking about how the world's created, how the universe is created, how amazing it is, and all of a sudden we center all the way down to one person. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. Now, this is Abram, the father of the Israelite people. This is the founder of the faith. And the first thing that we know about Abram is that he's listening. We had Robin's Nest in this morning to sing. And every time we get together to do chapel, Mrs. Martinelli always says, turn on your ears. Sometimes we need to turn on our ears to listen to God. Abram was listening. And God says this key thing. Leave your land, leave where your father is and your family, and go to another land. And what is the foundation for this going? He says, you will be a blessing. And this is the key thing that Hebrews were about. This is the reason they existed, was to be a blessing and to tell others, to show others the blessing of Yahweh. And that word there, barak, means a couple of things. Barak is what it is in Hebrew. It means to be a gift. It means to seek the excellence in a person. And it means to be a benefit to people's life. So be a gift. Seek the excellence in other people, and to also to be a benefit to people's lives. So when you go to this land, this is what you're going to do. This is the foundation for what you do. It's not a fun trip. It's not just to get good selfies while you're on different kind of places you've never been before. This is the foundation, is that you will be a blessing to the people there. So that's the foundation. Abram left his family, went with his whole caravan, moved south into Canaan. Now, if you read a bit further on in Genesis in chapter 4, he says, he goes to the Oak of Mamre. The whole family goes down there, and he goes to the Oak of Mamre. And this place is where the Canaanites are. This is a scary kind of place. At this tree, at this Oak of Mamre, this is the place where the Canaanites sought out people. This is the place where the Canaanites would make sacrifices to God so that they could hear God. This is the place they did that. So the next question is, we've got our foundation, we're to be a blessing, but the next thing is, what should we do? We should glorify and amplify God, amplify Yahweh. He went to this place, Abram, he went to this Oak of Mamre, and while he was there, instead of doing exactly the same thing as they were doing, he set up a different altar. He says, if you want to hear from God, if you want to have a blessing, if you want to have a relationship with God, this is the God who you should serve. This is Yahweh. For us, it's Jesus Christ. But for Abram, it was, at this Oak of Mamre, it was the altar of Yahweh. So the foundation is that we should be a blessing, a barak. And then the next thing is, what we do is to point and amplify God. Amplify our God. So that's the next thing he did as he went down there to be on this specific mission. And he was a blessing to those around him, even to the people he didn't like. I know that's difficult sometimes, right? Even to those who are doing evil practices, he was still a blessing and not a curse. So we have a foundation, we have what we should do. And now, where are we to go? So all the way to the beginning, to Acts in your New Testament. So we're in Genesis, and then we go all the way to Acts, right after Jesus has been resurrected. Disciples are standing around. Jesus is resurrected. He comes back to them, and he says, hey, Jesus, are you going to, like, wrap this thing up? Are you going to come back and, like, defeat everybody? And here's what he says, are you going to do something? And he says, the Father alone only has authority to set those dates and times. Verse 8, we're going to put on the screen for you. But you will receive power when the what comes upon you? The Holy Spirit. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, that was the known land at the time, the known world at the time, Jerusalem, Samaria, and Judea. He says, you'll go everywhere. And this church has been going everywhere for a long time. Internationally, there's lots of places where we have been involved, both in Cuba and Belize. We've been sending boxes for a long time. If you're a part of Operation Christmas Child, thank you, and get your boxes in by the 9th, whenever that date is. That's a part of our international drive here. And then we have missions that are regional. So Kairos, the prison ministry. We have the children's home. And of course, with our friends in South Florida who are just currently surviving Hurricane Ian. And then we have local missions, local things that we do that help people in our local community. As the people of God, we share with others resources, and we do that through Feast and through Helping Hands and through Pack a Sack and through being involved in schools that need to hear the love of Jesus. Amen? Our children need to hear who Jesus is. And that's a part of what we do here locally. So go everywhere, Jesus said. Go and do it. Be a blessing. Be a barak. Be the kind of people who are a gift, seeking excellence in others, showing people the way, giving people hope to follow Christ. That's what we are to do. We've got our foundation. We've got what we're going to do. We've got where we're going to go. But why? Why should we go anywhere? What is it that we do when we go? Why here? And I thought, a long time ago, when I was in the Navy, I was I was in a little room on a ship with some other people from around the world, and a group of us gathered together and said, yeah, we're Christians too. And this one guy said in the group, he says, when you read scripture, you should read it out loud, because faith comes by hearing. And in Romans chapter 10, Paul says this about hearing. He says, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe him? This is verse 14. How can they call on him to save them unless they believe him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. In order for people to hear, in order for people to act on faith, we have to go somewhere. We have to be people that are active in our communities. We have to be people who are active in and amongst the regional things going on. We have to be about people that are about blessing others, showing people a better way. And there is places here that you could get involved. What is your aha moment? What is your theophany, a moment when you hear from God? What is your epiphany when you're like, oh, now I get it. Now I get what God wants me to do. Now I get what God sees in me. What is your aha moment? You're like, ah, now I get it. Now I get what I should do. I was speaking to somebody in the lobby in between services, like, let me tell you about my moment. They couldn't wait to share with me when God had spoke to them. What is it for you? What is it for you where you had that moment like, oh, that's what I know I'm going to do now from now on? It's bigger than just something for ourselves. It's like, oh, now I know I'm going to be a blessing to people. Now I know I'm going to give my life to people. Now I know I'm going to seek excellence in other people. What is it for you? It's not about going to different locations and seeing as many different things as you can. It's not about even an experience. It's not about making sure everybody knows all the different places you've been. It's about being a blessing to others. And you can't do this in your own strength. You can't do this. Paul said, Jesus said, you go and experience my Holy Spirit. To those of you who are following Jesus, and I understand that some people aren't, but if you're following Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit in your heart. This is the kind of thing that drives you. This is the kind of thing that, because you have this, this is why I go on mission. This is the thing. I was speaking to another lady in the lobby, and she's like, I still want to go, but I can't. I can't physically go anymore. She's on a wheeler. It's like, you can still get involved. Get involved. Our aha moment this week is that we are to go on mission. Amen? Now I'll show you our value again. Our value is that we have a commitment to missions. Our commitment to missions is something that we are passionate about here. We care for our community through mission and service. And we do it getting through obstacles. We do it to connect people with Jesus. If you are excited about getting involved globally, internationally, please sign up at the Welcome Center after this. This is the action for today. It's pretty simple. Go. If you're excited about regionally, in the things that we do in the jail, and things that we do in and amongst the children's home, if you're excited going down to South Florida, down to Cape Coral down there, we're going to take a team between the 2nd and 4th of December. We'll take a small team down there again to help recover. If you are excited to be involved locally, sign up outside at the welcome lobby. We would love for you to be a part of that. But at Palm Harbor, we are committed to missions. That's our aha moment today. You are committed to missions. Amen? Let's pray together. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you called your servant Abraham to a distant land, to a different land. And we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to our hearts about where or what we are to do. Guide us, Lord, through your word. Fill us with your wisdom as we seek to be on mission for you here at Palm Harbor. May we be a blessing to others. May we be the kind of people that are a gift to others around us. We ask this all in your precious and powerful name. And everybody said, amen.